American Language Course, Volume 2200, Tape 2209C. Hello, how are you today? Open the tape support material to tape 2209C. You will need a pencil or a pen. Do you have one? Did you find the material for tape 2209C? Look at figure 1, some sentences using had better and would rather. You will hear a sentence on tape. Choose the sentence A or B from figure 1, which goes with the sentence you hear. Let's do the first one as an example. Ready? Figure 1, number 1. Circle A or B. If Mary doesn't study for the next test, she will not pass it. Did you circle B? She had better study. Good. Now that you've got the idea, let's do the rest. Got your pencil? Number 2. Tom has already bought tickets for the show. Number 3. Boy, your hair is really getting long. Number 4. Do you like chocolate cream pie? Five. Which does your friend prefer, going to a movie or a nightclub? Six. But my friend doesn't have enough money for a nightclub. Seven. The pilot is running out of fuel. Okay, let's check your answers for figure 1. Mark the ones you missed so that you can study them later. We've already checked number 1, you remember. Number 2 is B. He had better tell his friend. Number 3 is B. You had better get a haircut before the inspection. Number 4 is A. No, I would rather have apple pie. Number 5 is A. He would rather go to a nightclub. Number 6 is A. Then he'd better not go there. Number 7 is A. He'd better land. I hope you got them all right. Did you? Write the number correct in the blank at the right side of the page. Let's do this again, but this time, you write in the correct words, either had better or would rather, in figure 2. Do not use contractions this time. Look at figure 2. I'll read a sentence, and you fill in the response. Ready? Figure 2, number 1. Would you like coffee or tea? Number 2. Mike has a very bad cold. Number 3. What do I do to get a license for my new car? Number 4. Man, it's really hot today. Number 5. I'm going to leave my book here in the classroom. Number 6. What kind of American food is your favorite? Number 7. Do you think Alan would mind if I borrowed his book? Have you finished? Let's check your answers. Number 1 is, would rather. I would rather have tea, please. Number 2 is, had better. He had better take some medicine and stay in bed. Number 3 is, had better. I don't know. You had better ask the locator. Number 4 is, would rather. I would rather have hot weather than cold. Number 5 is, had better. Hey, you had better take it home with you and study today's lesson. Number 6 is, would rather. I would rather have fried chicken than anything else. Number 7 is, had better. I guess not, but you had better ask him anyway. How many did you get correct? Good. Let's go on to a vocabulary practice now. We'll use the words you learned in the reading on the helicopter. Go to figure 3. You'll hear sentences on tape. Select the best response, A, B, C, or D, and circle the letter. Are you looking at figure 3 now? Figure 3, number 1. The helicopter is hovering. Number two, the people were trapped by the floodwaters. Number three, the people in the second car died instantly. Number four. His mission was to complete the report. Number five. The men on horses were scouting the area. Have you finished? Okay, let's check your paper to see if you got them all correct. Ready? Number one was, the helicopter is hovering. The correct answer is C. It is in the air, but not moving. Did you get it right? Number two was, the people were trapped by the floodwaters. What did you mark as the answer? Did you say B? They couldn't get away from the floodwaters? Good. Number three was, the people in the second car died instantly. The correct answer is D. They died immediately in the accident. Number four was, his mission was to complete the report. The answer is C. He was assigned to complete the report. Number five was, the men on horses were scouting the area. The answer is A. The area was being searched. Let's study the new vocabulary a little bit more. In the next exercise, figure four, you will have four choices, A, B, C, and D. Three of them are the same or similar. Choose the one item which is not the same and circle its letter. Let's do number one as an example. Read the four words. Which word is not similar to the other three? The answer is C, complement. Equipment, instrument, and implement are all similar. Did you get it right? Now do the rest. You will have 15 seconds for each one. Remember to choose the one which is different from the other three. finished? Let's check your answers. We said that number one was C. Number two is B, aircraft. Chopper, helicopter, and whirlybird are all names for the helicopter. You didn't miss this one, did you? Number three is A, aided. Aided is the opposite of handicapped and hindered, so you know instantly that aided should be selected. Number four is D, situation. Terrain, land, and area are pretty much the same. Number five is B, composed of. Looking for something is about the same as searching or scouting for it. Number six is D, strict. Dense, thick, and crowded are similar terms. Did you get them all correct? Then let's go on to something else. On the tape, you will hear a complete sentence. In your tape support material, figure 5, you see incomplete sentences. Complete each sentence by writing in the final words. Be careful about A and an. Are you ready? Sentence number 1. That young man is quite an industrious student. Number 2. From here to New York City is quite a long way. Number 3. Unit 2209 is quite an easy lesson. Number 4. Losing your ID cards can be quite a serious problem. Number 5. That intersection with the heavy traffic is quite a dangerous place. Number 6. That plain-looking man is quite an important person. Seven. A Jaguar is quite an expensive car. Eight. Mrs. Martin has quite a large class. Nine. We saw quite a good movie last night. Jim, it was quite a nice party. Okay, did you complete all the sentences? Let's check your answers now. Ready? In number one, you should have written, an industrious student. Did you have any trouble with industrious? Repeat. That young man is quite an industrious student. Number two, did you write a long way? Repeat, from here to New York City is quite a long way. Number three, an easy lesson. Unit 2209 is quite an easy lesson. Four, a serious problem. Losing your ID cards can be quite a serious problem. Five, a dangerous place. That intersection with the heavy traffic is quite a dangerous place. Six, an important person. That plain-looking man is quite an important person. Seven, an expensive car. A Jaguar is quite an expensive car. Eight, a large class. Mrs. Martin has quite a large class. Nine, a good movie last night. We saw quite a good movie last night. Ten, a nice party. It was quite a nice party. That was pretty easy, wasn't it? Did you get them all correct? Notice, too, how the word quite is spelled. Q-U-I-T-E. It is one syllable. Quite. Don't confuse this word with quiet, Q-U-I-E-T, which is two syllables and means silent. In the next exercise, figure 6, you will hear a word on the tape. Listen carefully for the stressed, loud syllable. On the page, you have two printed words. Circle the one that shows the correct stressed syllable. Let's do one. Listen and circle. Critical. Critical. Did you mark A? A is correct. Let's do the rest. Listen and circle. Number two, terrain, terrain. Number three, hover, Hunter. Number 4. Locating. Locating. Number 5. Helicopter. Helicopter. Now, check your answers. Number 2 is A, terrain. Number 3 is B, hover. Number 4 is B, locating. Number 5 is B, helicopter. Mark the number you got correct. We have one last exercise, figure 7. You see two columns, A and B. In column A, there are unfinished sentences. In column B, you will write some phrases which I dictate. After you write them, you will use them to complete the sentences in column A. Are you ready to write? Listen carefully. I'll read each phrase twice. Let's begin. Letter A. Very much alike. Very much alike. Letter B, from mine, from mine. Letter C, in the class, in the class. Letter D, than any I've ever seen, than any I've ever seen. Letter E, than the last one, than the last one. Letter F, as you can. As you can. Letter G, like me. Like me. Letter H, as my old one, as my old one. letter I, to the one in my hometown. To the one in my hometown. Okay, now match these phrases with column A by putting the correct letter in the blank in column A. You have 4 minutes. Let's check and see how many you matched correctly. Listen carefully to the completed sentence as I say it. You don't need to repeat. Number one, the letter H is correct. The sentence is, my new car was not the same price as my old one. Number two, B is correct. Listen. His car is different from mine. Number three, D is correct. That movie last night was more interesting than any I've ever seen. Number four, I is correct. This newspaper is similar to the one in my hometown. Number five, A is correct. Those brothers are very much alike. Number six, G is correct. My sister is a lot like me. Number seven, E is correct. This lesson is more important than the last one. Number eight, F is correct. You really should study as hard as you can. Number nine, C is correct. He is the most intelligent man in the class. Well, how did you do? I hope you were able to do them all correctly. If you did get them all correct, you are a really good student. Now, turn to your tape evaluation and do it when this tape ends. Your instructor will check it when you have finished it. This is the end of tape 2209C.